The drug cartels have their tentacles in all kinds of illegal activity in Mexico. That includes supplying marijuana to the U.S. market, and for that they rely on local growers. Reporter Deborah Bonello wrote a story on this recently for the Los Angeles Times. It's called "Mexican Marijuana Farmers See Profits Tumble as U.S. Loosens Laws."
Well, I spent some time in the mountains of Badiraguato, which is in the state of Sinaloa up in the north, and speaking to some of the marijuana farmers there, all of them talk about a dramatic drop in price. So per kilo, marijuana has gone from selling for about $100 a kilo to now about $30 a kilo. And that's a change that's kind of been happening over the last 2 or 3 years, according to the people that I spoke to. The price is going down and buyers are buying less. You know, the way, as far as I understand it, these small-scale farmers, the way the business model works is they produce on their own volition and then buyers come round who are sort of the middlemen between them and the cartels and basically give them the price that they decide. So they don't have much bargaining power either.
The fact that the price for marijuana has dropped a lot for Mexican farmers, I mean, this must not make the powerful drug cartels in Mexico very happy. What has it meant for them?
Most of the cartels are very diversified. As you know, there's a heroin boom in the U.S. right now. A lot of the farmers in the hills are switching to poppies because it's more lucrative and a stronger market. So the cartels definitely have spread their bets in terms of their investments in heroin, methamphetamine, the transportation of cocaine, not to mention extortion and kidnapping for some of those criminal groups. So it's definitely not going to put them out of business, I wouldn't think.
Deborah, what one story did you hear from the farmers that showed you just how much things have changed with marijuana economics?
Well, many of the farmers I spoke to said that they're probably going to stop cultivating marijuana now because it's not very good business. When they farm, they have to invest a certain amount of their own money in labor, fertilizers, all those sorts of things that you need in all sorts of agriculture. And for a lot of them, the profit margin just isn't enough. And a lot of farmers have always had small poppy plots that they've developed in tandem with their marijuana plots. As I understand it, it's still more lucrative to farm marijuana than poppies in the Sinaloa Mountains because they only get one harvest a year of poppies and they get two of marijuana. But definitely, so many of the people that I spoke to are sort of considering what they're going to do next because the marijuana market just isn't the sure thing it was 5 or 10 years ago.
I would imagine the government in Mexico City is also trying to figure out what to do next. I mean, they must be looking at a state like Colorado and seeing the profits come in and the tax revenue come in and thinking maybe we should think about our own policy on marijuana legalization and decriminalization.
Yeah, in fact, later this month, there is a big official kind of conversation due to take place on the legalization of marijuana in Mexico. There are things that are moving along. You know, President Enrique Peña Nieto has been very insistent that he is against the legalization of any drugs, but he has said that he's open to having his mind changed. But the more the U.S. liberalizes, it's hard to see how Mexico can resist legislative changes because, you know, A, because it has this huge export market of marijuana that's getting sent to the U.S., so that's going to have an impact. But also, you know, like so many things that filter through the border from the U.S. to Mexico, you know, legal marijuana will be no different. So the Mexican government at some point are going to have to deal with that.
Los Angeles Times reporter Deborah Bonello in Mexico City. She's been reporting on the Mexican marijuana farming industry. Deborah, thanks very much for your time.
No worries. Nice speaking to you.